Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Good to have you with us. The White Sox are hanging by a thread, I guess you could say, Joe. Tim Anderson got a single, so they have a man on, and they get the tying run to the plate, which is A.J. Pollock right now.
We got runners on first and second.
All right, Joe. Now I'm annoyed. Yeah, Joe, I'm watching this. I'm intently so into this here with Pollock at a 3-0 count. You've already told me now it's first and second. I got the game on, Joe.
All right. Well, you're going to tell me they hit a home run to win it after I know it already. And what is that going to do for us?
Can you focus on another game? I don't know.
Can't you just turn on the FanDuel and just do
it? No, because I don't. That's not enjoyable to me to watch. Not, you know, the little ball fly out into the outfield like I'm watching in television baseball in 1983. Like I'm just not. It's not what I want to do, Joe. I have the actual game on in front of me. Yes, I know I'm behind everything else, but at least I could see what happens in real time.
I hope react to it accordingly. This guy Soto. He's nothing, Soto. Hey, now.
3-1, Mariners lead the Blue Jays in the third. Dodgers lead the Cubs 3-0 in the fourth. Still scoreless in the fourth, Giants and Padres. So Roberts coming up for the White Sox, who had a huge homer yesterday to tie the game. Now he could hit. How about he hits one now, Joe, for the walk-off? How about we get that?
That would be great.
How about we get him for the walk-off here? That would be outstanding.
Standing if we can get this.
So first and second, one out. 2-0 Tigers. Let's see if we can make it here. We've got the White Sox before the game. We've got the White Sox late in the game at some plus money. So let's see if we can hit this double up, Joe.
Come on, kid. Come on, kid. Knock around this guy Soto. This guy Soto. Nah, hey now.
Magic lead the Rockets 53-42 in Vegas. First game of the Vegas Summer League in that one. Now, Joe, that live totals at 185.5 with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. I know you were looking at that 165. The 165 might be light in that midnight Eastern game. I don't know what the summer league score is normal. I know that this seems like there's a lot of scoring in this game, this first game.
Everybody wants to showcase their skills, their craft.
Well, Detroit's bringing, I was telling you last night, they're bringing a good squad. I mean, they've got Cunningham, they've got Ivy, they've got Sadiq Bey, they got the Boeheim brothers. I mean, they're rolling in with a good squad.
2-1.
You see, it's like, why should I even have this on?
Why?
Why should I even have it on?
Single. We got first and third. What do we have here?
Man.
You don't like it.
I don't like it.
Second and third.
Carver and Lisi, we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Robert puts the ball down the right field line. Around comes Anderson. So it will be second and third with one out. So there you go, Joe. Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody with us here on a Thursday night as we're looking for a little thunder from the White Sox here. A base hit will now do it. But, Joe, I'm also very concerned about getting the tying run in first. I understand a hit can win it for us. But I also don't need this bum, you know, popping it up straight in the air either. So let's go.
Hit it to the right side of the field. Let's go.
Got to at least get that run in and tie it. Keep it alive, Joe.
Roberts on second, Pollock on third, and we have, it looks like
Abreu's coming up.
Scored.
Yes, Anderson scored. Abreu's coming up. So we're going to make this happen here, Joe. I can feel it. Will at home for the White Sox. Cardinals lead the Braves 3-2 now in the 11th.
Yeah, that game's somehow going to go over, I have a feeling. Watch, they're going to get like 13
runs. No way.
What
was the number in that game, Joe?
I think 8.5.
Yeah, that's not going over. Not going over, Joe. Come on. Come on, Joe. All right, now I'm intently involved here. Soto's walking around. He's talking to himself. Baez comes over and talks to him. He doesn't look happy, Joe. We've got Abreu coming up for the White Sox. This is the guy you want, Joe. This is the guy you want. Infield in for the Tigers.
Hey now, kid. Hey now, kid.
Let's go here. White Sox now minus 166 to win. Down 2-1 in the ninth with second and third, one out. Minus 166.
Come on. If we didn't give up that run, we would be tied. We'd be in a great position.
I know. Ifs and buts were candy and nuts. Every day would be Christmas, Joe.
Here we go with the candy and nuts.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We'll let you know what happens when we come back. And get into some football next on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. The White Sox teased us, of course. Get a run in, get second and third with one out. Jose Abreu struck out three pitches. And Eloy Jimenez hit a weak grounder to shortstop. No problem whatsoever for Baez. And that's all she wrote, Joe. So 2-1, they lose.
Toast. And we're toast.
Toast. Toast, toast, toast. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Rockies and Diamondbacks 3-3 in the sixth. Total still 10. Minus 130 for the Rockies, plus 102 for the home D-backs. Padres have gotten on the board against the Giants. That game is now 1-0. Yeah. What is this guy doing? Jeez. No line there. It's locked on me, but that's in the fifth. Dodgers lead the Cubs 3-0 in the fourth. I'm watching the game, and I just threw that one on, Joe, and I turned it on to see Max Muncy squaring a bunt. That's not what we're looking for when we have Muncy 2+ total bases. We're looking for him to rip a ball here. I mean, we don't even be showing bunt. Max,
incredible.
Please. And then he strikes out on the high cheese, so... Real nice.
Hey now, Muncy. Hey now, Muncy.
Sit down, Hump. Maybe you shouldn't have wasted one of your strikes by trying to bunt. Loser. 7-1 now. The Mariners have busted it out against the Blue Jays, Joe, in the third inning. Mariners back, man. They have been playing good baseball.
They really have.
Good baseball. They're back.
Yeah, it's like the days of A-Rod and Griffey.
It's not that far.
And Edgar Martinez.
It's
not go that far, but at least they're back a little bit. That's what matters. So, Joe, let's get to the what bothered you. Actually, let's cover a couple of other things first, and then I will start fresh with the longer segment, the next one for the Big 12 thing, because I don't want to lose any steam with that. Earlier tonight, Yankees beat the Red Sox 6-5. Mm-hmm. Now, the one thing, Joe, that we have said all year we cannot have is Judge getting hurt.
And he got tweaked. He tweaked
something.
Well,
he didn't play tonight. Home run Dodgers, Justin Turner, dead center field. 4-0 Dodgers.
All right.
As Justin Turner goes long. We said the only thing that could stop Judge was going to be him getting hurt, and he wasn't in the lineup tonight for what Aaron Boone called some lower body stiffness, Joe. Lower body stiffness. Now, as Andrew will also agree with, we've seen this in the past where Judge isn't in the lineup for a game. Boone comes out and tells you it's all precautionary. It's not that big of a deal. And then two to four days later, he ends up on the IL. Is that usually how the timeline works, Andrew, when it comes to Judge and these mysterious injuries that come out of nowhere?
Something like that. It's I don't know. What are we supposed to... I don't know. What are we supposed to...
You're already... Yeah. I can already tell, Joe, that Andrew's not happy with this.
He's perplexed.
He's not happy.
He's perplexed.
I'm annoyed is what it is.
You're annoyed. They still won tonight without
him. I'm annoyed about
a
lot of things, too. Yeah. I'll tell you that.
If there's ever a time that you could make sure that he gets completely healthy, it's now. You've got a 12 or 13 game lead in the American League East.
You'd think, wouldn't you?
Now would be the time to give guys a chance to heal some injuries, such as what they've been doing the last few days with Rizzo as well. He's not been in the lineup either. Are you worried at all, Andrew, that the injuries are stacking up, or is the lead so big it doesn't matter?
I'm not worried about leads and stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I understand, like, they want to be careful and different things like that. But I don't know if you guys... I watch the games using MLB.TV or whatever it is. Mm. And they still had him on, like, the bench for, like, the reserves and stuff. But before the game started, they said that he wasn't going to play.
Right.
Like, at all. So, like, what is it? And it goes back to what you were talking about, Mike. Like, is he hurt or is he not hurt? And, like, I hate when they tiptoe around with stuff like that. I just want them to come out and say whatever the heck it is.
Now, he said after the game, because they went and found him, that that he's playing tomorrow.
Great.
Once again, we've heard that we've seen this same act in the past.
Great.
So, until I see him out on the field tomorrow night... I need, you know, it's tough because you can never believe them with this stuff. Only because there's too many examples in the past 5 years of them lying.
Yeah.
It's just flat out lie. Now, he didn't look too bad last night when he hit that 30th home run for the grand slam into left field, Andrew. He didn't look that hard in that spot, but.
Yeah.
I guess you get to this point in the season and you got a little creaky this. One other thing about tonight. Now. Again, this game was not significant whatsoever in the standings. They are going to win. They're up in the East. It is what it is. But I thought the game was significant for Gerrit Cole because, as we discuss all the time, I need to see this guy pitch in big spots.
Yeah.
He's been awful at Fenway. Awful.
Period. Well, he wasn't as good. Well,
That's my point. Even though the Yankees won tonight... To me, it was about how Cole pitched, and they handed him a 5-0 lead, and they still had to sweat the game out.
That's
a problem.
Yeah. It's one of those things, you know, you remember the wild card game last year against Boston. You remember the divisional series against Tampa Bay the year before, and you got to wonder how long the Yankees are going to try to – how long they can stick with him. And obviously his contract, you know, it's one of the things that's talked about in sports. He's the untradeable or you can't move him, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, how long do you stick with this guy? Does he have an opt-out clause? Does he have an opt-out of his contract?
Even if he does, he ain't opting out, not with the amount of
money. I wouldn't opt out if I was him, but if I was the Yankees, if stuff doesn't go down this year the way that you want them to, I would you would be absolutely insane not to at least try to figure something out of a way to get to get rid of him, whether you trade him or you figure something out. I don't know.
Yeah.
You can't just sit here and expect him to keep coming back and not perform in the postseason and still get $37 million a year.
That's not happening. He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere for that money.
Sucks.
It does. But that's the good thing is they got a 14.5 game lead in the American League East. They're 60-23, and me and Andrew sound like they're 500. So I guess that's a little spoiled Yankee fan action right there, right, Joe? That little spoiled Yankee fan talk.
Dr. Glutton.
Dr. Glutton with a 60-23 team complaining about the star player possibly being hurt.
Who picked their over, by the way, at the start of the year? It was me, by the way. You were off that. You didn't even think they would win 92 games at the start of the year.
You know how I feel about this team. I don't care about
it. I agree with you. It doesn't matter what if you're a Yankee fan and you know this, it's not what you do in the regular season. It's what you do in the postseason. And with that hump as manager, good luck.
He is a hump. They'll never win with that guy. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back. Joe, not happy with the Big 12 preseason media poll. We sound off on it. Next. On the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver that's says it.
They got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. Right now, Joe, give me a moment. I was prepared for something else. I will tell you it is still 4-0. The Dodgers lead the Cubs. Right now, 7.5 the in-game number in the fifth inning with 4 on the board. Mariners have a 7-1 lead on the Blue Jays. That live totals at 12 with 8 on the board. Maybe something there. Padres lead the Giants 1-0 in the fifth. 3-3 in the sixth between the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. That total, Joe, live has creeped back to the pregame at 9.5. So.
Yeah, all these games slowed down except the Mariner game.
Yeah. Mariners had a big third inning. So that's where we're sitting with the baseball right now. Gonsolin on the mound for the Dodgers. He looks very good. Today, Joe, was really the first, they're going to start doing all these media days for these college conferences over the next couple of weeks.
Don't start bashing this. Don't
start bashing
this. We're on the
this?
Precipice
what?
Of a great college football season in the NFL.
Joe,
the way we have to sit for the NBA and the world stops because Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn. The world stops. Woo-hoo, Durant wants out. Kyrie going somewhere with all these. Come on. All these athletes.
So today.
Has-beens. They can't even step up and make some noise in the playoffs, but the world stops because they don't want to play out their contract. Right. Am I wrong?
Yeah. Nobody cares about these media days either, Joe. I mean, it's a chance for all these coaches.
Started. This is what it's all about.
These coaches
about
to sit up there
party.
On their podiums and let everybody know how great they are. All right, let's get to what matters here. We had the 41 members selected by the Big 12 to do the preseason media poll. Now, I do like to do with these, Joe, is I like to compare the order which the media believes the conference is going to go to the order that the book
has the conference right now in terms of obviously who they have to win it, which would match up. So in a stunning surprise move, and for the first time in the history of the Big 12, Joe, Baylor got 17 of the 41 first place votes, and they are sitting at the top of the media poll.
Yeah, can't do it. Can't do it. Oklahoma, I just broke them down.
Yeah. Oklahoma got 12 of the first place votes. They're second. Oklahoma State got 9 first place votes. Texas got 2. Iowa State got 1.
Mm.
They have Baylor at the top. Oklahoma 2, Oklahoma State 3, followed by Texas, Kansas State, and then Iowa State, with TCU, West Virginia, Texas Tech, and then finally Kansas, rounding out the 10 teams in the
terrible
Big 12 preseason media poll. What bothers you the most here, Joe? Clearly you're upset.
No, I understand the love for Dave Aranda. Completely transformed that program. They were 2-7 2 years ago, couldn't run the football. They became more blue-collar. He weeded out the guys that fit the scheme, didn't fit the scheme. Gary Bohannon's no longer there. Blake Chapman is. They have problems at the wide receiver position. They have 3 guys that are going to start, redshirt freshman, sophomore, and I believe a senior that hasn't even played in Crawford. I could be wrong. 1 catch between all 3 of them. And as good as Blake Chapman is in terms of, you know, what he showed last year in the Big 12 championship and at the end of the year, he's the guy. He's not that mobile. He's a pure pocket passer. They can't run the football, I don't think, the way they did last year. Treston Ebner and Abram Smith are in the NFL. I think there's a minor regression. I think they're 8-4 this year. And that's not a knock on Aranda. It's not a knock in any capacity because I think he's a great head coach. I just don't think we're not talking elite talent in Waco. Matt Rhule did a fantastic job. But the reason why he's in the NFL is because they recruited 2, 3, and 4 stars. They didn't get 5 stars in Waco. You know, Oklahoma State did, Oklahoma did, all the top dogs. So, you know, when those star players move on, there's a little regression. As good of a coach as he is, they're not going to creep up on anybody this year.
Well, the books agree with you because they have him tied for third with Oklahoma State at 6-1. So the books obviously have Oklahoma first at 2-1 and Texas second at +250.
With this Texas team is ridiculous.
Texas fourth in the media poll. Texas fourth in the media poll.
That's based on them. And if Texas isn't in the top 5.
Wait a second. Time out, Joe. Time out here. I know where you're about to go, but who underneath Texas should be ahead of them?
Honestly?
Yeah.
How about K-State? K-State's better than them, even though they lost to them head-to-head at the end of the year. They're a better team. Now, I know it's Adrian Martinez. I get that. I know he sucks. But Carver, the problem is with Texas. They can't stop him.
They're right where they should be.
Nah, Iowa State's beaten them the past 2 years.
And the only reason why they're second in the books is because everybody bets Texas, which is why they're second on that.
All right, but you're telling me, I think Matt Campbell right now is a better head coach than Sark, okay?
Yeah, I'm done with Iowa State.
I know, but they don't have anybody. I get that. They have Xavier Hutchinson that comes back as well, but Decker's.
Here's what I always look at, Joe. I look at how if there's a big discrepancy between where the book has them and where the preseason media poll has them. And other than Baylor, the other big discrepancy I see is TCU. The book has TCU fifth at 12-1. They're seventh in the poll by the media. So the book has some more love for TCU than the media members have.
Yeah, well, you have to. Here's the other problem, though. They're going from Gary Patterson, right? Jerry Kill took over at the end of the year. They played well. They knocked off Baylor with Norris as their quarterback, right? That took over for Max Duggan. But at the end of the day, they're an offensive-minded team. Their defense sucks under Gary Patterson. They allowed 200 rushing yards per game last year, and that was with a defensive-minded head coach in Gary Patterson. You think it's going to change with Sonny Dykes? They're not going to be able to stop anybody. So that's what I'm saying. Like, where's the love? Where's Texas's defense was atrocious. They allowed 199 rushing yards per game last year. 199. Kansas abused them. But because we have Bijan Robinson, we have Jaleel Billingsley, we have obviously Xavier Worthy, and oh, by the way, we have Quinn Ewers that hasn't really started a game yet, but all of a sudden the savior's here. Sark is here. I'm telling you, Sark goes, try it with the Texas boosters to hang on to 2025 because Arch Manning is there. Texas goes 5-7 again. You're going to start to hear, is this the guy? He's a great recruiter, but he sucks as a coach.
What's their win total?
7.5.
Texas is 7.5?
I believe so, yeah.
Hold on. I want to punch up this. Let me look at the schedule. Texas football schedule here for this year. I want to see if I can get him to eight. Let's see if I can get him to eight.
Good.
I wouldn't mind backing Sark this year.
Here we go.
Well, they got Terry the first week. They're going to win that game. I know we love Terry.
Okay, I know. They got Terry. They're going to pace Terry all of a sudden.
Joe, be fair, Joe. Be fair. I'm not saying anything out of school there.
But wait a second. We're also talking about the same Texas team that under Tom Herman started the year with Maryland and lost the game outright.
Years ago. Herman's a stiff. I mean, come on.
But we're talking about a coach that lost to Kansas. 57-56.
Listen. The number's up to 8.5, first of all. So I got an 8.5.
That's probably, all right, 8.5. There you go. There he goes under that.
It's going to be a lot tougher to do. Listen, they're going to beat Terry. They're going to lose to Alabama. They'll beat my Roadrunners 2. They'll beat Texas Tech 3. West Virginia 4. It's a win. It's a win. It's a win.
Oh, who are you giving wins to? Who are you giving wins to? Tell
they'll
me who you're giving
they'll
wins
beat
to.
Texas Tech and West Virginia.
West Virginia beat them last year.
That was last year, Joe. This is this year.
But let me ask you a question. And this is what really this is when we talk about projections where people are off the hook. Everybody loves ATS numbers. Oh, they've covered 10 straight. Let's talk about the raw numbers. They sucked last year. What in your mind thinks that a 360-degree turnaround is on the horizon?
Tell me
what's going to change.
I'm pretty sure that in the second year, there'll be improvement on both sides of the ball.
Okay. So improvement to what capacity? Offense, we've always known that Texas has it. There's no doubt Texas could outscore opponents. Their defense sucks. They give up 57 points to Kansas. So you're telling me they gave up 200 rushing yards per game. You think they're going to go down to 100? That much improvement? Or they're going to go from maybe 200 down to 170. You're still going to get abused.
At 8.5, this is an under.
Sold.
You can't expect this team to win 9 games with this schedule. They're not going to win 9 games.
Pump Sarkisian.
I can't see them winning 9 games with this schedule. I mean, I could see them getting to 7 or 8. I can't see them getting to 9. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Cubby's got a 2-run homer to get back into it, 4-2 out in L.A. We're coming back right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're going to like yours.
Come on. That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. As right now, get off this football page and get back to the baseball. Bottom five in Los Angeles. Dodgers lead the Cubbies 4-2 now. Leiter still in there for the Cubs. Turner up, man on, one out. Here, Turner had a double back in the first. Live special. They got the live special up for Musgrove to throw a no-hitter, Joe. Does that mean Musgrove's got a no-hitter going?
I guess so. I'm looking at the Blue Jays cut the lead into 7-3. The over just came in now.
Mm. Wow, how about that? 7-3 scoring runs in Seattle tonight. Usually that's where overs go to die, Joe, up there in Seattle on the late night games. Not tonight. Top six, yeah, he's got a no-no going right now. That's for
sure.
Would
you do it? Would you do it?
What?
Bet it. You said FanDuel has something up there?
Yeah, we did it. They had it up there. It's gone now because the kid Wade just hit a double for the first hit of the night. So, yeah, I guess that's us, Joe. Somebody would probably call us up and tell us that was our fault, you know?
What?
The second we start talking about it, he gives up a hit. That was pretty good, actually, the way that happened.
Put the kibosh right on the kid.
We got him. Boom.
Down like a dart.
Literally seconds.
Down like a dart.
After I said, yeah, I guess he's got a no-hitter going because they got the thing up on FanDuel. Seconds later, bing. Wade double off the wall.
I love it.
There you go.
Love it.
Dodger Cub totals at 9 live in the sixth with 6 on the board, 9th the total. This Rocky Diamondback game, Joe, really slowed down. I mean, they had those 6 runs very early. They're now in the 7th, still sitting 3-3, but now it's at 8.5.
Do we hope on extra? I don't even know what we're hoping on here. Maybe 4-4 an extra, and then we got a shot? I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't believe that the way that game started, that we're still sitting here looking for more.
It's crazy.
That's unfortunate, Joe. It really is. And you mentioned that Toronto did get a couple, 7-3 in the fifth inning in Seattle. They got 10 on the board, then the live total's 13.5. In for 4 more runs in that game, Joe, or you're done with it? You got your over, you're good.
I like the over in the Dodger game still. 9.
Tomorrow, Joe.
Yes.
Tampa is in Cincinnati. Dirty Harry McClanahan against Luis Castillo. Pablo Lopez for the Marlins against the Mets. The Bassett Hound comes back off the COVID list, even though he didn't have COVID. And he's mad, and he says that MLB shouldn't test for it anymore because he's pissed he missed his last start because he sneezed or had a cough or something. So the Bassett Hound's back for the Mets. Braves host the Nationals this weekend. They got Morton tomorrow night. Pirates and the Brewers again. Tigers and the White Sox. God, I mean, after tonight.
Some bad baseball games.
I can't go back to the White Sox, man. Not after what they did to me tonight. Phillies and the Cardinals this weekend in St. Louis. Wheeler and Wainwright tomorrow. And you get all these West Coast games run it back, too. Colorado, Arizona, Cubbies, Dodgers, Mariners, Blue Jays, and Padres, Giants all run it back tomorrow night, Joe. A lot of West Coast games.
I sort of like the over in Tampa Bay and Cincinnati.
Do you?
Yes. 7.5 is a light number. I think we can get there.
Okay. It's not bad. Whatever the Yankee Red Sox number is, I'll be on. They don't have that posted yet. That's because the Red Sox, I believe, are bringing some kid up to pitch. Because Waka 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 is going to go on the IL. And the Yankees have Nestor Cortes, who hasn't been as good the last 3 or 4 weeks, Joe. So if they give me an 8.5 again, I think we need to go after the over again with that Yankee Red Sox game.
All right, let's do it.
I think I'd even... would you go 9.5?
You going to take an alt?
No, I'm saying if it's 9.5. They don't have it posted. They don't have it up yet. If it's 8.5 like tonight, I'm on the over.
I would take it. I'd take it up to 10. I really would.
Well, I mean, I don't know why I'm asking you. You take them all up to 10, so... Angels and the Orioles again tomorrow night, too. I expected more runs there tonight when you didn't get them with the 4-1 game. Tomorrow you get Detmers and Wells.
They're dead to me.
Wow, Orioles now. Finally, they book them in the minus 164. You want to think the Orioles lay the run and a half at plus 130 tomorrow, Joe?
Ugh.
Laying runs with the Orioles?
Did you, can I just give breaking news? Andre Fleury.
Yes.
Returning to the Wild on a two-year deal.
That's not breaking news, but thank you for letting
us
know.
I'm watching the SEC Network.
They have that on the SEC Network?
Yes, on the bottom line. All this NHL news.
Well, it's draft night. There was a lot of trades.
Can we get some college football win totals on the bottom here?
You want a summer league update, Joe?
Sure. Throw. Chet Holmgren's got 86 points. He's on his way to.
You can't get the summer league scores on the ESPN app. I don't know what he did tonight. You know one thing. I know one thing though. He played the last three nights, and that first night everybody made a lot of noise. The last two nights I didn't hear much about him. Right? Yeah. Did you hear much about Chet the last couple nights?
No. About game 16, he's gonna be toast. His body's going to break down because he's got no muscle tone on his body whatsoever. He needs to gain about 46 pounds.
I don't see everybody going.
Am I wrong?
I don't see everybody go. I don't. I've been with you.
I know.
Since when he was still playing for Gonzaga in the tournament, that he wasn't going to be a good pro.
Does Chet Holmgren make it through the end of the year?
What does that mean, make it? None of these guys play, so what does that mean?
No. I mean, without going out with an injury and, you know, not being able to obviously play a full schedule, meaning, you know, like almost like an Aaron Judge type of situation.
Well, he's got to miss more than like one game. You're talking about he missed extended time.
No, I'm not talking one or two games. I'm talking
saying
like
extended time.
40 games, I think he'll be out.
I mean, any significant injury, I guess.
No, you don't want to see the guy get hurt. I'm talking about, I don't think his body is going to be able to handle the wear and tear of the NBA. I just don't. I mean, he's skinny.
Me and many others don't disagree with you.
Right.
I think
back-to-backs, you know, they could do load management all they want. This isn't Gonzaga playing St. Mary's. This is the NBA, right?
No question.
Best players in the world. So, okay, so now you got to stand up. You're going to be getting bodied. You're going to, you know, Draymond Green, players like that. You think he's going to all of a sudden just, that's it? He's not going to have bumps and bruises? I feel like he was coddled in Gonzaga, don't you?
Probably. I would say that was probably the case.
I'm
just looking to see if he actually did anything
anybody
the last two nights. And he didn't.
What did he do? Did you find
anything?
Well,
I'm saying everybody, the world stopped when he had the six blocks and the 23 points on Tuesday night. Wednesday and Thursday night, he did nothing.
So what did he do?
I don't have the exact box score in front of me, but I know that I didn't see all the tweets. Chet Holmgren, greatest player in the world, 23-6. We didn't get any of that, so.
We didn't get any of that?
No. 77-70, Magic lead the Rockets in the fourth, Joe. So there you go for the Summer League. Oh, you're excited. Very excited.
Very
excited. You know what happened with the golf today? Were you involved at all?
No, I saw you tweet Skins. I'm on Justin Rose, and that's the one bet I made.
In the Scottish, you went on Rose, right? I don't think he played badly today. He's nice. T15, Joe. He's 2 under, 7 back. Now, this hump Tringali, who shot the 9 under 61 today, he's not winning this tournament, so he is one of the ultimate Thursday warriors.
All right.
Me and Cam Stewart like to say. So your boy Justin Rose, who's 7 back, he's not done. Spieth is right there with him. Tyrrell Hatton, Rahm.
Yeah, but
all
the problem
is
I need these guys trending on Saturday into Sunday, right? Make the cut tomorrow and then just get me a good round on Saturday where you got a shot. You're in striking distance. That's really what you want, isn't it?
Yes. You want to be within 5 shots.
I don't want this guy to all of a sudden, you know, go 10 under par on Friday and then he falls off a cliff on Saturday and Sunday.
Now, our boy Skins.
He's hanging in there. He's hanging in there.
He's in he shot a 7 under 65 today. A great round for Skins. The problem is, Joe, he's one of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys who shot a 7 under 65. And then there were three guys who shot even better than that. So even though Skins is tied for fourth, you know, he's sitting there bunched in with 11 other golfers, Joe. But it's a good start for Skins. Now, you remember he had the awful Thursday last week and then had one of the best rounds of the day on Friday, but just came up short for making the cut over at the tractor tournament.
That's why you liked him.
So he came out blazing again today. Maybe he's got a little bit more hunger than these other hacks that are at the shaving cream tournament, Joe, that maybe he could take them down this weekend. Skins at 210-1.
No, I hope you get that, by the way. I hope
Skins.
You get it.
Skins. David Skins. Skins.
He'll channel his innermost days in Knoxville.
That's right. The great Tennessee Volunteer. David Skins. 8-3 now. Mariners lead the Blue Jays. Mariners scoring runs tonight. And the Giants were not able to capitalize, it looks like. It's still 1-0 Padres. The total in the Rocky Diamondback game has gone to a flat 8 with 6 on the board, Joe.
Yeah, we're toast. Toast. Yeah, 13.5 in the Seattle game. I might take, should we take Toronto plus 2,900 to win it?
I can't do that. I can't. Oh, I'm on the Mariners to win the game. I can't do that. They're going to win the game. Stop, Joe.
Every night. Is Vlad
no,
playing?
No, not. I actually haven't. They've been not this week, thankfully, because they've been awful on this West Coast trip. Now they were able to salvage a game in Oakland yesterday, but they're not. They haven't been playing well. They've been off. So I'm staying away. That's for sure, Joe. What do you want tomorrow, Joe? A lot of football show. Football show tomorrow.
Yeah, football show tomorrow. Why not?
Okay. Sounds good.
A lot of fun.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We will come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says it.
We got, they got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. 3-3 Rockies Diamondbacks in the 8th. Rockies plus 130, Diamondbacks minus 168, live total 8. Padres 1-0 over the Giants. Giants plus 320, down 1 in the 6th. Total of 3, Joe. 3 flat in the 6th with a 1-0 game.
Yeah.
That's a Lisi over spot right there. You love
I'm gonna
those
take it.
Spots.
It's gonna end 1-0.
You love spots like that with the flat number as well. No half. Joe gets that push involved. Loves having that push to hang on to. And just in case. 8-3 Mariners lead the Blue Jays and the Dodgers lead the Cubs 4-2. That is in the 7th. If you want it, Skins is still 41-1, Joe. 3 shots back in that 11-man mix-up at the shaving cream tournament in Kentucky. You want to still get a good number on Skins.
Skins. I can't
not,
do it.
It's
I wish
not 210 to 1, but it's
no,
41
yeah,
to
it's
1.
A great call by you, Carver. You,
it's not a great call unless he wins. It's not a great call unless he wins. So if he loses, he's just a hump like every other week. You're either a hero or a hump in this game, Joe. It's one or the other. No middle ground. You don't agree?
I agree. It's just a matter of, he's probably going to win because I'm not really all in on him this week. So
That's why I got a feeling that the ticket's live because you left Skins on the counter this week. Carver and Lisi, great job by Andrew Torres. We will see you tomorrow night for a Friday. Have a great night. Cash some tickets. Carver and Lisi, we'll see you tomorrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.